With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ending the war in Ukraine, that will be the focus of talks scheduled for tomorrow. These discussions involving Secretary of State Rubio and high-level Ukrainian officials are being hosted by the Saudis.
Marco Rubio lands in Jeddah tonight, ready to press the Ukrainians to sign President Trump's minerals deal. Mr. Zelensky is also in Saudi Arabia to meet the Crown Prince, but is not expected formally to take part in talks with the Americans, instead leaving that to his senior officials.
And that's the BBC's Tom Bateman. President Trump talking about lifting the ban on intelligence sharing with Ukraine, and he's also talking about tariffs.
For years, the globalists, the big globalists, have been ripping off the United States. They've been taking money away from the United States, and all we're doing is getting some of it back, and we're going to treat our country fairly.
The president on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. China's retaliatory tariffs on American agricultural imports taking effect today. Last week, Mr. Trump had hiked tariffs on a range of Chinese goods. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel cutting electric supplies to Gaza, as well as the supply of humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged region. The move is aimed at pressuring Hamas to finally release the hostages it is still holding. The FAA is investigating yesterday afternoon's fiery crash of a single-engine plane in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The plane went down in the parking lot of a retirement community in Mantheim Township. Five people on board hospitalized. Several of them went to a burn center. No injuries on the ground there in Mantheim Township. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 361 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 464. And the S&P, 95 points. In the red. This is SRN News. It's pro-life victory in Wyoming.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bills being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists and other liberal groups are bashing California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females in sports. Speaking on the inaugural episode of his new podcast, the potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate called it an issue of fairness. The Democratic Party having an internal debate over transgenderism in the wake of its loss to President Trump and the Republicans last fall. This is SRN News. There's growing concern over what is found in some beauty products.
Cancer-causing ingredients have been found in popular synthetic hair products, also known as hair weaves. A new Consumer Reports study found artificial hair brands like Magic Fingers, Sensational, Shake and Go, all had carcinogens. 90% of the hair surveyed also included high concentrations of lead. Exposure to even low levels of lead can cause damage over time, and higher levels can cause kidney and nervous system damage. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Tens of thousands of people packed into Mexico City's main plaza celebrating with President Claudia Sheinbaum a decision by the U.S. to put off tariffs on many of that country's goods. Crowd clutching large Mexican flags, banners at Red Mexico is to be respected as they cheered Sheinbaum. The celebration came after President Trump postponed 25% tariffs. More details, SRNnews.com.